Now it's time for the Flight by Yingling post-game show. It's brought to you by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
It's brought to you in part by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has the best selection of Chiefs tickets and parking passes for each home game this season. Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network.
Tune in Mondays starting at 6 for the Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis. And don't miss Players Only with Dan and Hughes every Thursday at 6. All right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is Joshua Briscoe.
Now that is a fun day of football. Kansas City Chiefs 37, Baltimore Ravens 20, and I'm even willing to throw a little asterisk up there because 13 points were all Baltimore could muster when it matters. Let's talk about it now with Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, live from GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Mitch, that was just good old-fashioned fun.
Well, and I said they're going to have to attack all fronts in this game, and they did. This was a three-phase victory for Kansas City. Let me start, Joshua, on the defensive side. In talking with the defensive staff this week and Steve Spagnuolo and some of the players, the Ravens, 111 points in their first three games. They were just so good in the first three games. The Chiefs were thinking, get a couple stops and maybe a couple steals. Well, in 10 possessions by the leading scoring team in the league, the Chiefs got four stops and two steals. An interception by Leo Chanel, which was huge. On the second possession, a fumble recovery by Drew Tranquil. But three of the four stops, Joshua, were on fourth down. And that essence leads, that's almost like a turnover. And so just an incredible performance by this defense against a Raven offense that was great in the first 3 weeks of the season. I think that's where it starts. And then the other two phases deserve mention as well.
Let's stick with the defense, though, because I think we've seen now, especially against the Ravens and the Eagles, Steve Spagnuolo sending pressure the way that he does. We can't be surprised by it anymore because it's so quintessential to what makes Spags Spags. But I was just absolutely elated with the defensive game plan. And then you have the guys executing there really at all three levels.
And coverage, I thought, was really good.
Fantastic.
Again, I can't tell you how good that play was by Chanel. He's turning his hips as a linebacker and covering like 40 yards down the field. And then you add in third down conversions. They held the Giants to 1 of 10, and you're going, okay, well, that wasn't Jackson Dart who beats the Chargers today. That was Russ Wilson. Well, this was Lamar Jackson for the most part, and the Chiefs held them to 3 of 10 on third down. 1 of 4 on fourth down, as I mentioned, the three stops on fourth down. Combined, that's 414 total, thanks to Bernie Hayden, my statistician here. But then we turn to the offense. And the offense, four touchdown passes for Mahomes. But here's where it's bigger to me. Four red zone touchdowns.
Yes.
They were not long bombs to Thornton. These were short, tight window, red zone execution touchdowns. And you know the big plays will be there. But if you start hitting red zone TDs, this team becomes really dangerous. And Xavier Worthy, oh my gosh, 121 total yards in this game on seven touches. He changes everything for this team.
And it's a similar story with Worthy. He has the 35-yard carry on the ground, the 37-yarder through the air. But from the very beginning of this game, it felt like the Chiefs were saying, hey, he's still who he thought he was going to be. He's not completely hiding that shoulder. There's no fear about him taking some big hits. He took two big ones early on. And I know we're still a little ways away from seeing Rashee Rice, but man, Xavier Worthy, the gravity that he seems to bring from opposing defenses just opened up so much offensively.
And this is the first real time. I mean, Hollywood came back at the end of last year, but he wasn't 100%. Yep. But now you're seeing on the field where you've got Preshard Smith, Tyquan Thornton, Hollywood Brown, and Xavier Worthy, and you're going to get Rashee Rice. And you finally get what you thought you were going to have in training camp of 2024.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, and here's Mahomes going, all right, let's go with this. But the fact that they got red zone catches to me is big. It's hard in the red zone. And Thornton now has got two red zone touchdowns on tough catches. And Juju's just such a weapon for this team. And so to get those red zone plays were big time. And then in special teams, you get a 48-yard kickoff return by Nico Remillo. I mean, you just put pressure on the Ravens at all three pressure points today, and that was gigantic to get this win. And the difference between 2-2 and 1-3, when you look at it from an analytics standpoint, is literally night and day.
It feels so enormous, too, now, just being able to string these two wins together and getting past what happened through those first 2 weeks. This is kind of 30,000-foot view. I'm just genuinely curious what you think is happening here. The Chiefs have had such a controlling hand over Baltimore. We just haven't seen them wilt quite this way, except for when they're playing this Chiefs team. I don't know who you give that credit to, what you think is happening there, but it's really one of the most fascinating through lines of the last, like, 5 years of NFL football.
Your point that cannot be overlooked is Lamar Jackson, as great as he is now 1-6 against the Kansas City Chiefs. And I mentioned, because when Odafe Owe made several tackles, the one win Lamar Jackson has was really caused by the defense.
Yep.
The Chiefs were driving to kick a game-winning field goal in Baltimore in 2021, and Owe stripped Clyde Edwards-Helaire of the ball and no field goal. That's Lamar's only win. So now he's 1-5 in the regular season and 0-1 in the playoffs. He's also given the ball away seven times in seven games. Lamar Jackson's awesome. I mean, he is not overrated at all. But the Chiefs defensively have made his life very, very tough. And now he gets physically injured. And so I'm curious where the Ravens go from here. They're sitting there staring at the Steelers being 3-1. They're 1-3. We're looking at the Chargers losing today to the G-men, and the Chicago Bears just blocked what would have been a game-winning Daniel Carlson Raiders field goal. So the Raiders lose, the Chargers lose, Broncos play tomorrow night, go Jake Browning, but all of a sudden the world looks entirely different than it did a week and a half ago.
It's a very, very good day in the AFC West if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, and therefore a very, very good day for all of us. Mitch, I appreciate it. Let's do it again on Monday night.
Yes, sir, Joshua. Thank you.
That's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Just truly, every facet of the game and really every position group, through and through, a tremendous, tremendous effort from a Chiefs team that was able to take advantage of a struggling Ravens defense, of a team that didn't look like the Ravens of old necessarily. They still were in very close games against very good teams this season. Do not start, whiting out over these first few weeks of NFL action. Remember what we saw from both the Chiefs and the Ravens. I think it really makes what the Chiefs did today even more impressive. Here's my stat of the game, brought to you by Graybar, your distributor for electrical, data communication, and industrial products. I'm going straight to Xavier Worthy's stat line. He returns for his first action since being hurt early in week one. Two carries for 39 yards on the ground with a 35-yarder carrying the bulk of that. Then five catches for 83 yards with a 37-yard long through the air. Eight targets for Worthy all over the game plan, all over the field, making some smart decisions to step out of bounds when that's available to him, but not shying away from contact at all with that shoulder injury. A hugely, hugely impressive game for Xavier Worthy. We can now go live to the field and hear Josh Klingler with one of Xavier Worthy's fellow wide receivers. A nice game for Juju Smith-Schuster. Here's Josh Klingler with Juju.
All right, Juju, I'm guessing that felt more like it offensively today. What was going so well for this offense?
Man, just execution. I think the biggest thing for us is controlling the line of scrimmage. Our O-line, they came out to play. We established a run game. When you establish a run game, the pass game comes easy, so... shout out to our O-line, man. They played their butt off. Shout out to our running backs and then obviously our receivers doing their thing.
How have you evolved into a guy that finds the right spaces? What are the nuances to kind of finding those spaces where you can have success?
Honestly, a lot of it is just following Trav. You know, he's a guy that's been building that chemistry with Pat and finding like those spaces, and all I can do is just study him. He teaches me so much. So, you know, I just execute in those positions.
The dynamic of having Xavier back today looks like that opens up a lot of people. You're shaking your head saying, ooh, what does that mean to have his – I mean, his this offense is good, but his presence seems like it matters, right?
His presence matters because he's a guy who can stretch the field. They got to respect his speed, his deep threat. And when you put a defense in a lot of too high, that gives the opportunity to run a ball with two high safeties.
And his toughness to come back out with a tough injury like that.
Man, tough injury like that, man. He's a guy who fights with anything. So his grit, his attitude towards football is strong, man. I'm excited to see him, you know, do his thing. I'm happy he's back. and he's doing his thing, so let's go.
Team game for sure, so give me a word on this defense today, shutting down this Ravens offense.
Man, Coach Bags, man, is a hell of a coach, man. All those coaches on the defensive side are great coaches. They're doing their thing, man. They're great at shutting down their key players, making the other guys make plays, and keeping Lamar, you know, not go too explosive. So it was nice to see him come out and do his thing. So shout out to our defense.
All right, fun one today. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
All right, that's Juju Smith-Schuster. Joshua, back to you.
Thank you, Josh. We'll go ahead and turn that straight into a timeout on our end. We'll come back, talk about some big games in the AFC West. You heard Mitch Holthus tell you what happened. We'll give you a little bit more detail on that front. Plus, still to come, we'll hear from Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and more Chiefs as the Chiefs get the victory, 37-20 over the Baltimore Ravens. That's next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
This is Danon Hughes. In Kansas City football, we honor tradition, but we always look forward to what's next. That's why I'm all in for Flight by Yuengling. It's brewed by the oldest brewery in America, but built for today. 2.6 carbs, 95 calories, crisp, clean, and full of flavor, just the way a light beer should be. It's got the legacy and the stats to back it up. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer and the official beer of Danon Hughes. DJ Yuengling and Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Save time when you shop online with Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee makes it easy to order groceries online through our app or Hy-Vee.com. Pickup is always free. And if you have a Perks Plus membership, you get free delivery and free express pickup. Shop online with Hy-Vee and you can create and save grocery lists. Shop the sales and get fuel savers. Talk about convenience. Order groceries online today. Check out Hy-Vee.com or download the Hy-Vee app.
For over 86 years, GEHA has offered medical and dental benefits designed to meet the unique needs of federal employees and retirees, military retirees and their families. With over 2 million members and growing, GEHA continues to serve those members and families who serve all of us every day. GEHA, your friend in federal since 1937, and the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
How to keep clean at a tailgate with Club Car Wash. Tip number one, stand up and lean over your plate while eating to keep those gnarly nacho cheese stains at bay. And cool it on the dipping sauces. A single dunk is plenty. Double dunking is a dangerous game. The best way to keep clean at a tailgate, however, is to bring your vehicle to Club Car Wash on game day. Leave the messes to the masses in the parking lot and get game day ready with Club Car Wash.
Club Car Wash, join the club.
It's been a busy day in the NFL. It's our scoreboard update brought to you by Crown Royal. Take a water break and moderate your drinking. Stay hydrated, stay royal. Crown Royal Canadian Whiskey. A game that went right down to the wire is the team the Chiefs will be seeing next week on Monday Night Football, the Jacksonville Jaguars and San Francisco 49ers. It was a barn burner until the Jags slammed the door.
Parker backs up, fields it at the 15-yard line. Made a man miss, 25-yard line, 30-yard line. That's a good return for Parker. Right, still on feet, 50, 40. 30, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Parker Washington just brought it all the way back, and the Jags have extended the lead.
That's Jags 26, Niners 21, the punt return touchdown. Frank Frangi, Jeff Legman of the Jaguars Radio Network on the call. Another one that was up in the air and back and forth for a long time. Daniel Jones's Indianapolis Colts entered today 3-0. The Los Angeles Rams hosted Indianapolis. It was extremely close a number of times. Some self-inflicted wounds from the Colts, but ultimately the Rams got it done.
Stafford from his own 12-yard line set up in the shotgun. Has the snap. Hits his back foot. Lobs the ball left side. Tutu's open. Over the shoulder catch 40. Tutu down the left sideline with a vapor trail behind him. 10-5. Touchdown LA!
That's J.B. Long on the call, courtesy of 710 ESPN Los Angeles, the previous one from the Jaguars Radio Network. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the AFC West, before we get back to the game earlier today, the one that just went final moments ago, the Chicago Bears blocked a potential game-winning field goal the Las Vegas Raiders would have won the game with. Instead, Chicago wins 25-24, and the Raiders fall to 1-3. Remember, this is in the AFC West, where the Broncos play tomorrow. The Chiefs are 2-2, but the Los Angeles Chargers entered today undefeated. 3-0 with three wins over AFC West teams. Then what happened?
Herbert pumps his right leg, takes the snap, back to throw, waits. Now deep ball up the field, completes it, but Johnston can't get out of bounds. Great job there by Cordell Flott.
Game's over.
Down to 1 second, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won for the first time this year in Jackson Dart's first ever start. They hand the Chargers their first loss, 21-18.
You heard it there from Bob Papa and Carl Banks, the WFAN Giants Radio Network. Jackson Dart's first career start, the Giants' first win of the season, the Chargers' first loss, and really all those things coming at absolutely perfect times for the Chiefs. Again, now, the AFC West got a little bit of a shakeup today, which is a very good thing from our perspective right here in Kansas City. We'll take a timeout, come back, and hear Dana Hughes talking to head coach Andy Reid. That's next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Having a financial partner who's all in changes everything. It's the difference between hoping for a home and holding the keys. Between dreaming about your own business and actually opening the doors. Between turning what-ifs into what's next. At Community America, we're here for every moment. With financial expertise built around every part of your life. Because when you have a financial partner that's invested in every part of you, you can't help but feel like a star. Member-owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you.
When news breaks.
The whole house show.
When traffic is bad.
Slow approaching I-35.
When skies are dark.
Storms could be on the severe side.
Tune to 98.1 KMBZ.
I just never thought that it would have been the guy right down the street.
Check in several times a day for the very latest.
Severe storms contributing to more than 1,200 flight cancellations.
On air and the Odyssey app.
A split second later, we saw flashes.
Kansas City's news, traffic, and weather station. 98.1 KMBZ.
You're listening to the exclusive home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling, just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Feels like a new generation of Chiefs football today. That's an overstatement, but man, it was good to see the victory. 37-20, the final score. Chiefs get the win over the Baltimore Ravens. Now, we go out to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium for Dana Hughes' exclusive conversation with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, unseasonably warm day, but a great day for all three phases to show up and get a big win at home.
Yeah, I'm proud of the guys. I mean, you're right. All three phases did show up, and they're banged up a little bit. Harb's done a good job of trying to keep it all together there with the injuries, but we were able to get on top of them and keep it there, and that's important.
You never want to see injuries or anybody get hurt, but coming into the game, I come up with some keys to victory, and one of those was the physicality, bringing the physicality from the onset. You guys obviously accomplished that.
Well, it was big that the O and D line step up in a game like this. You know they're going to be physical. It doesn't matter who's playing. They're going to be in there and they're going to be battling. That's the way they've been raised in that program there. So we kind of emphasize that. The guys know it. I mean, these guys know it. They've played them before. So you know it's just going to be a knockdown, drag out. That's what it was in the trenches there.
And a second straight game with two turnovers forced on defense. Defense is continuing to come up big. We're going to erase that last run, but everything else was amazing.
Yeah, I know it was. The guys did a great job. Chanel, man, that was a heck of a play right there, a spectacular play. But I was proud of the guys just all the way around. Coaches had a nice game plan, and I thought the players went out and just played their hearts out.
You talk about playing their hearts out. Chris Jones obviously going through a lot this week. How big was it for him to be able to come back and contribute in the fashion that he did?
Well, it was huge. I mean, he lost his aunt, who was very, very close to him, helped raise him, and that's a tough deal, man. But you know, he was able to go to the funeral and celebrate her life, and then came back and played a heck of a game.
So. Yeah. 2-2.
That's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. We just got to keep going and keep working, right?
All right. Congratulations, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it, Dan. And look, not a lot of times throughout Chiefs history that you've seen the team be very, very excited about being 2-2, but I think you've absolutely got to be today. Look, again, I know I'm a broken record on this. We've been talking about this now in different forms through 4 weeks, but the Chargers and Eagles are good football teams. The Chiefs lost to them. It was close margins of victory and, you know, single mistakes here and there that end up handing that game over. Well, then you come back and you get right against the Giants, and again, something that your divisional rival who beat you in week one could not do this week with the Chargers going and dropping that game. Then just a, I don't think it's unfair to say, dominant victory over Baltimore. 37-20 is not a fair final score. I think you can call this game 37-13 relatively reasonably here with that big long run at the end, padding some of those stats for Baltimore. Also, one name that we didn't mention last segment, talking about all the ways that the Chiefs on all three phases, you just heard there with Andy and Danan as well. We didn't say Derrick Henry's name. There were a few times tonight when, you know, he has a nice run that's very, very frustrating. His final stat line, 8 carries, 42 yards, 5.3 yards per carry. And again, in a lot of this game, the Ravens were trying to get back, especially basically once halftime came around. You knew what they needed to accomplish, and then you get kind of that, like, mysterious, sort of strange exit for Lamar Jackson, officially a hamstring. But you saw him on the sideline, not getting worked on, but also not in the locker room, not out of his pads. Not exactly sure how that all shook up. Maybe we'll hear from Harbaugh a little later and get a little bit of an idea as to what happened there. But this was a thumping from your Kansas City Chiefs, and it look, any win of any sort would have been enough to celebrate here. If this was a 21-20 victory that you needed all the way to the last second, that's still good enough, because in the NFL, the wins are the thing that truly, truly matters. But it's got to feel really good in that locker room to have the Ravens come to town, also desperate, also really needing that next win. And the Chiefs simply handled their business. Let's hear our offensive play of the game now, brought to you by Helzberg, your hometown jeweler serving Chiefs Kingdom since 1915.
Mahomes, feet staggered, takes the snap between the 1 and 5, down the rail to the end zone, touchdown, Kansas City. Tyquan Thornton learning how to be a red zone receiver, a third touchdown pass by Mahomes.
Don't say he's just fast. Don't say he's just a deep threat. Tyquan Thornton getting it done in the red zone as well. We'll take a timeout, come back and hear from Patrick Mahomes at the podium, talk about the rookies in this game, and continue breaking down a big Chiefs victory right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
You want to see the ring? Here, I have a picture.
Wow, look at you.
I know, right? Went to Helzberg and customized the whole thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, I showed them all our inspiration photos, picked the setting, the diamond. It's actually pretty fun. Now for the real hard part, asking her.
Well, congrats, buddy. Ring looks awesome.
Start your story with Helzberg. Designed with care and craft since 1915. Shop in store or at Helzberg.com.
For years, everyone thought Verizon had the best network, because they did. But now the best mobile network in the U.S. is T-Mobile. T-Mobile's network has the most advanced 5G, with more towers, and their signal reaches further than ever. So you can text and Insta-talk and say, you won't believe where I am.
T-Mobile has the best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025. See T-Mobile.com/network.
Looking to drive your finances downfield? Main Street Credit Union is the hometown team you can trust. We help you build credit, lower monthly expenses, and finance with confidence. Or if you need a loan to grow your small business, we've got flexible options and no hidden fees. At Main Street, it's not just about the win, it's about keeping Kansas City moving forward. One goal, one yard, one member at a time. Get in the game at MainStreetCU.org.
It's an amazing time in Kansas City and across the region. We're literally building the future of our great town and our great teams. At Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2, you have a chance to be part of this movement with exceptional career opportunities, world-class training, and unmatched benefits for motivated individuals seeking to build a stable, rewarding future. Whether you have experience or just starting out, our sheet metal workers are committed to developing the best-trained, most highly skilled workforce in our region. Learn more at sheetmetal2.org. Let's build KC together.
Wake up tomorrow morning with Fesco and Dusty, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Let's talk about some of the young guns here tonight. The Rookie Report is brought to you by Main Street Credit Union. Even if you're a rookie when it comes to finances, Main Street Credit Union will get you in the game. Go to mainstreetcu.org. Rashard Smith, one of the most fun stories of this game tonight. He didn't end up with a huge volume of work, although he also did get a little bit of extra, a few extra touches there late in the game as some of the backups came in to try to finish this thing out. But his final stat line for rookie running back Rashard Smith, 4 carries for 9 yards, had a nice little 5-yard run, but also involved in the passing game, 3 for 27. And I, again, those stat lines are not going to pop off the page. I feel like what we saw from Rashard Smith, and he had one nice play that was brought back due to a penalty there late in the game as well that won't make the final stat sheet. But ultimately, a nice performance from the rookie running back, trying to bring another gear, a different thing that this offense can do on a regular basis, with Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt still being those first two guys up. But let's, in fact, if we can do it now, we can hear from one of the running backs, not Rashard Smith, but Kareem Hunt. Our interviews tonight are brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. Play e-instant and jackpot games for a chance to win real cash prizes. Download the Kansas Lottery Play On app and let's play. Now let's hear from Josh Klingler with Kareem Hunt.
All right, well, look like a lot of fun from our vantage point when that offense is doing a number of different things. How dynamic does this thing get?
It's hard to stop, man, and I feel like we really got a click in a day, and we just got to keep coming out here, and you know, everybody doing their job.
Starts up front, looks like the offensive line had a real good day today. Yeah. Talk about those mates that are just a couple lockers away from you.
Man, those guys did a great job of just, you know, battling the whole game, man. They got some big guys up front, and they did a good job of just going out there and battling every play, keeping Pat, you know, comfortable in the pocket. So it's one of those good things, a good feeling.
When this offense is getting the ball to a number of positions as well, feels like that it's pretty hard to scout. Is that the best that this offense can be when you guys are just getting it to everybody?
Yeah, man, there's so many weapons. It's hard to stop, man. We've got a lot of weapons, and it's only one ball.
Getting to 2-2, I know that you didn't want to kind of dig a deficit, but now getting even, does he feel like, okay, now you go?
Yeah, now we go, man. It's only up from here. All we got to do is keep going out there and taking it a game at a time.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
All right, that's Kareem Hunt. Josh, back to you.
Appreciate it, Kling. Look, again, I don't want anybody to evaluate their sports by going straight to the box score. So you see 13 carries for 35 yards from Kareem Hunt, or in a little bit here, we'll hear from Isaiah Pacheco, who had a touchdown today. Not eye-popping numbers. Not important in my mind. Kareem Hunt has been really, really good at helping this team get those short yardage pickups that you can probably throw a dart in your memory bank and think of a number of times where the Chiefs have struggled in those short yardage situations. You've got to move the chains. You've got to keep the offense on the field. And Kareem Hunt has been able to be part of the group making that happen. And then again, the rushing game altogether, the most explosive run on the day by a mile was Xavier Worthy's. And then Isaiah Pacheco had a 12-yard run as the next longest. This Ravens defensive line was decimated. That Ravens defense has been bad against the run all year. And I don't want to do a bunch of quick math on the fly here, but if you removed Patrick Mahomes and Gardner Minshew and Xavier Worthy from the stat line, you end up with around 80 yards there combined for Hunt's 35, Pacheco's 34, 9 from Rashard Smith. I can do that math just well enough. Over 80 from those three guys combined. Not a game where you just lean on the ground, but sometimes you just need to be able to take what the defense is willing to offer you. When you have Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball 37 times for 270 yards and 4 touchdowns, managing to take only 1 sack throughout the performance as well, the Chiefs just were able to move the ball offensively with a level of not ease, perhaps. I don't think that's quite fair, but with a level of consistency where once things started rolling, it was relatively easy to get back into that headspace of believing that the Chiefs offense was going to figure out a way to keep the ball moving. Let's go ahead and go to Isaiah Pacheco now, or let's do that. Okay, so let's go ahead and go to the other member of the Chiefs backfield today. Here's Isaiah Pacheco.
All right, thanks, guys. Here with Isaiah Pacheco. Isaiah, another week. Last week, over 4 yards per carry. This week, over 5 yards per carry. I mean, how good does it feel to have the offense and the running game specifically be a contribution to this offensive output?
It takes all of us. You know, the guys up front is a big challenge for us every week. We got opponents, you know, playing us to the championship tee, and that's what it's about.
Apologies to Isaiah Pacheco. We will come back and hear from him later on. Right now, Patrick Mahomes is live at the podium.
Makes the defenses have to adjust, and when they adjust, it's like he gets so much attention on him, other guys can make plays happen. And so just having him out there, not only for his physical ability, but just the morale of the room, I thought it was huge.
What's it say about his versatility that could hit him on that fourth and short, but also obviously go 37 yards downfield? Does that speak a little bit of his game development?
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw it at the end of last year. He's not just like this fast receiver that can run down the field. He's gained weight, he's kept his speed, and he's showed that he can be a guy that can do everything. And so I think last year was so pivotal of him having to be in a bigger role, obviously with injuries and stuff like that. And I think he had the injury at the beginning of this year, but this was the role that we expected him to be in, and he showcased it today.
A lot of receivers today really spread the ball around. It felt like you were in the zone, I guess. What led to that feeling like a good play for him?
I think guys they executed well, and the offensive line blocked extremely well. And when that happens, you can get the football out and let guys make plays. And we had a good job as far as scheme. I knew where to throw the ball on time. And other than a few plays, I think at the beginning of the game, I thought we did a great job executing the whole day.
We've seen some frustration a little bit at times this year, but Nick Bolton said he sensed joy with the offensive group on the sideline today. I mean, is that a fair way to characterize today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you have success, it's just we've been working extremely hard and we want to have success, and we've been just making little mistakes here and there, and that causes frustration. But at the same time, we've been learning from them, and we'll learn from this game. I mean, I think early in the game, you saw the one to Juju that got tipped at the line of scrimmage, and then the other field goal that we had. I mean, there's stuff that you can learn from every game, win or loss, and I think I've been proud of the guys and how they've responded and wanted to be even better every single week.
You briefly mentioned the offensive line, but what did you think just overall the day that they had?
Yeah, they did a great job, run and pass. I mean, when they play like that, it makes my job a lot easier. And so they're starting to gel, man. They're starting to gel and build that chemistry that every offensive line has to do. And those young guys are getting more and more experience, and they've played against some great defensive lines. And so they'll continue to get better and better as the year goes on. But they had a great day today, and let's build on it.
Your comfort within the pocket is based not only on the day that you're seeing from the offensive line, but maybe seeing the improvement in the weeks prior.
Yeah, I mean, I think the weeks prior has been something that's been important to me, is seeing that I can sit in these pockets and make these throws and get to my third progression, fourth progression, and stuff like that. Even the play to Juju, I mean, that gets tipped. I mean, that's third progression, and you see the pockets, it's clean. And having that and having that confidence in them, it's pushing me to be better. And I thought we did that today, and let's continue to do it.
What would it like to have Chris Jones back in the locker room after his 24 hours?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, we were praying for Chris, and we love him. We're just happy to have him here, and so that we can be his brothers and support him. And I think it made guys step up and want to play even harder for him, because for him.
Here. There we go. Now I'm hearing me. Okay. Patrick Mahomes' press conference has been interrupted by a technical difficulty of some point. This is live radio. This is how it works sometimes when you're hearing from QB1 following a Chiefs victory there live from GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. We'll dance around a little bit, see if we can get you the second half of the presser, or we can go back to hearing from Isaiah Pacheco and get the rest of Mahomes a little bit later on. I'm going to go ahead and look right over at Nick Springer right now, my producer in the studio. You'd rather go to Pacheco? I was doing a little check-in to see if it seems like that line's coming back from Mahomes. Not right now. So let's go ahead and make good on Isaiah Pacheco. Here's Isaiah Pacheco with Dan and Hughes.
All right, thanks, guys. Here with Isaiah Pacheco. Isaiah, another week. Last week, over 4 yards per carry. This week, over 5 yards per carry. I mean, how good is the feel to have the offense and the running game specifically be a contribution to this offensive output?
It takes all of us. You know, the guys up front is a big challenge for us every week. We got opponents, you know, playing us to the championship tee. And that's what it's about, coming out, playing fast. And it's going to be a physical game. Coach said it from the beginning. Takes the bigs to do the job and clear it up.
You mentioned about the physicality in this game. One of my keys going in was about you guys starting fast with that physicality. You never want to see anybody injured, but you guys kind of brought it today.
Yes, you know. Taking it one play at a time and just feeding off each other energy. You got guys flying around making plays on defense, special teams, offense. You know, that's what it takes to be a team, and, you know, we build off of each other.
This offense doesn't ever seem like it'll ever be just run heavy, but there's times in the game, whether it's 4-minute offense, when you need to bleed the clock down, that you have to execute in the run game. Your offensive lineman got that job done today with you and Kareem.
Yes, like you said, being in those situations, coach putting us in those situations, trusting us. If it's a back, different running back, it don't matter who's in the game. Get the first down, whatever the situation may be. Know that we practice it and, you know, build off of it.
Yeah, you're 2-2, kind of start the season over. Got Jacksonville coming up, but you get a chance to savor this win.
Yes, enjoy this win, get back to the office and you know, take a play at a time, build off of this one, and come prepared next week at practice.
All right, thanks for your time.
Get back in the end zone.
There's Isaiah Pacheco with Dana and Hughes here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. That was all for Patrick Mahomes' press conference. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout, come back and hear from the head coach of the Chiefs, Andy Reid, next on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Missouri beef farmers and ranchers know whether it's on the gridiron or in the countryside, it takes dedication, commitment, and grit. And their game plan is cattle and conserving the land. Celebrate Missouri beef farmers and ranchers at beefiswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Missouri beef farmers and ranchers.
Get your Kansas Lottery Holiday Millionaire raffle ticket today for your best odds of winning $1 million. The early bird is back again, offering you a chance at $30,000. The earlier you play, the more chances to win. Play Kansas Lottery, proud sponsor of Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Around here, we've got each other's backs. When it comes to health insurance, we want that same kind of support. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City gets that. They're from around here, too. Backed by the national strength of the Cross and Shield, they help you make confident choices, no matter where you are. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. From here, for wherever you are. That's the benefit of Blue.
At Arvest Bank, we believe in the power of serving others. That's why we're committed to working with and supporting those who serve our communities. From the ones who are making a difference in big and small ways every day, to those who are helping create better tomorrows, we appreciate everything you do, and we're proud to work alongside you. Because every community deserves a financial partner who cares. Arvest Bank. We believe.
Gear? Check. Snacks? Check. Tires? Not so much. I didn't have time to deal with this, so I asked my friend. Her answer was simple. Take it to Telly, she said, and I'm so glad I did. They didn't just take care of my tires, they took care of me. We got you, they said, and they did. Fast, friendly, and stress-free. Now I know when life throws you a red card, take it to Telly. Stay in the game. Take it to Telly.
Mitch Holtis joins Fesco and Dusty every Friday at 7:30, 96.5, The Fan.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Mitch Holtis joins CDOT Monday at 4 o'clock, right here on 96.5, The Fan. KFNZ FM and AM, HD1 and HD2, Kansas City, in Odyssey Sports Station.
Now it's time to hear from the head coach. Live from the stadium, it's Andy Reid's post-game press conference. It's presented by GEHA. Do you have a game day tradition? GEHA wants to see it. Just tweet a photo or video using hashtag GEHA sweepstakes and tag and follow at GEHA Field. Learn more at GEHA Field's Twitter page.
I think we came out fairly clean there. My hat goes off to our fans for the job they did today, man. They were unbelievable, loud, aggressive, and we appreciate all that. Also, the Ravens and John, you know, he's got a team that's a little bit banged up right now, and he's battling through that. But put up a great fight today, and I'm glad things worked out, obviously, the way they did. I was proud of our big guys on both sides of the ball. I thought they played well, and they knew coming into this game here that it's always going to be physical. It doesn't matter who's playing on either side, but it's going to be a physical game, and I thought our guys stepped up and came through in that area. Pat had a big day. Good to get Worthy back in there in the mix. He had a big day. Kels, likewise. And Pat hit a bunch of different receivers, which I think was a positive, and the run game got going.
you know, with Pacheco. So all in all, a good day offensively, and then defensively, I thought right from the get-go. After that first drive, that we just put our foot down. Spags had a nice plan there, and the guys executed. It was great to get Chris back. His aunt died, and it was good to get him back here, most of all to celebrate her life and then work his way back wanting to be here with his teammates. Leo interception was incredible. Just for as being a football fan, that was an incredible play. I'm proud of him and the job that he did. And then holding Derek to the yards that we did. He's a beast, and we were able to take care of him there. So, and then special teams, I thought all the way around, special teams was good. Button missed a 56-yarder, but that's 56 yards, you know. So we've gotten spoiled. But he's fine, and we'll get right back in the swing there. He did with the last two. So I think I hit everybody. So time's yours.
Andy, a lot of things that made the offense go better, but I wonder if you could elaborate a little bit on Worthy and what his presence does to change the dynamic a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I thought Matt used him the right way, you know, and put him in great positions. And then Worthy didn't flinch at all. People were worried about the shoulder and so on, but right from the start, he gets the first play and goes. And that's the way he's approached his rehab and everything else, and I'm glad he came out, you know, healthy. But I thought the way Nags used him was smart job there.
It seemed like Patrick was especially in the zone today, I guess, for lack of better terms. What do you think led to that?
Yeah, I think having all those guys there, that helps. I mean, you start getting guys back in there and mixing it up. I thought the offensive line protected him, you know, well for the most part. So he feels good. You know.
Andy, I was going to say, were you confident Chris was going to be here in time? And I guess it came down to pretty close.
Yeah, it was close. I mean, he had to do there. I mean, that's not something you plan on or anything else. So you take care of that first, and then the game kind of comes secondary, you know, when you start dealing with life and death.
Andy, just from managing the situation perspective, like how, you probably didn't know exactly when you'd get here. I mean, can you just...
I knew when you'd get here.
Have you had that happen, that kind of late arrival under these circumstances before? And is there some guessing game a little bit? And how much
you just hope for there's no mechanical problems that slow the plane down from taking off. But, I mean, he had it all worked out, and Brian Schaefer did a great job with it, organizing the whole thing and making it work, you know. So,
Coach, you mentioned Leo's play. It seemed like a big momentum play, too.
Yeah, it was big. I thought it was just all the way around, momentum included, but I mean, spectacular play, period. Athletic.
Yeah, he's shown you the ability to catch the ball before. I know you hadn't gotten an interception before, but it's the difference in just playing the defense.
One hand. You know, so yeah, sometimes he struggles with two hands, but this was a good one. This was a good one.
Coach, when you have all the guys back, does it really open things up for everybody?
Well, it did today. So the speed was good. And Pat's got trust. He's developing. I mentioned that he's developing more trust in five and more trust in 80. And so now you add one into the mix who he's already got time with, game time. I think that's important. So I think that just kind of brought it together, and they fed off of each other's success there.
Coach, Rashad Smith got more touches today. What do you see from him in the running back room?
Yeah, we've been trying to increase some of his play time. He's got a lot of talent, so we're working him in different spots. We were able to get Royals in, too, a couple rookies. Brett's done a nice job with these rookies that are playing in the game. We've got a few of them. So, anyways, yeah, we're just giving him a little bit of time as we go.
You're not a big individual stack either, but Pat was the youngest player to get to 250 touchdowns.
Yeah, phenomenal.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that's phenomenal. That's incredible. Whatever you write good about him, he deserves. The Joker is unbelievable. We're lucky to have him.
Coach, you mentioned the O-line. It looked pretty clean, not penalties and stuff like that, and you haven't gone back and graded everything, but that's kind of the progress you've been looking for throughout the year, right?
Yeah, listen, you got to be able to do that to play against this team. You got to be able to handle the front part of it, and I thought the guys did some good things. I'll go back, look at it, and see what was real and not real, but I felt pretty good coming out of it. But we'll see.
By extension, short yardage situation seemed to be pretty solid today.
Yeah.
Offensive line didn't look
good. Yeah, they did. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they were getting after it a little bit up front. So it's great competition. These two teams, yeah, I mean, it's the competition you love. I mean, that's why we're in this thing.
So. Ravens game has scored at least 30 points a game so far. So can you say that that's the Ravens' plan?
Yeah, they had a great plan. Great plan. You take that first drive out and then that last run. I mean, and he had a good day. So, I mean, he got so mad after that last run, he jumped out of his shoes. So, but he's, and his coaches too. I don't want to slight the other guys either, but they've all done a nice job there defensively, and I'd say the same thing with the offensive guys and special teams too. So.
There's Andy Reid post game after the Chiefs' victory, 37-20. But we're talking about Spags' defensive plan there at the end. I'm giving him credit for 37-13. I'm sure he was not happy with that second unit who was in there that gave up the long touchdown run. But overall, a dominant day, frankly, on both sides of the ball by and large. Let's get to our MVP of the game presented by John Deere. Whether on the sidelines or on your property, our Gator utility vehicles are ready for game day action. Visit johndeere.com to learn more.
They're going to bring it on an end around. Xavier Worthy needs a block. He gets one, now two, at the 40. He's at the 30, turning on the speed and then out of bounds as the angle gets cut down by Roquan Smith, the three-time Pro Bowler. An end around. Did I say it's great to have Xavier Worthy back? That's a 35-yard end around on first down to the Raven 21.
On the ground and through the air. You heard that one on the ground. 5 catches for 83 yards through the air. Xavier Worthy is back. He is our MVP of the game, and we'll hear from him next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
Score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day after a game and earn a Fuel Saver discount equal to the Chiefs' score and based on the amount you spend. If the Chiefs score 42 points, you save 42 cents a gallon with any $42 purchase. The more we score, the more you save. Win or lose, everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game, only at Hy-Vee. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
When you have a minor mishap on game day, St. Luke's has you covered. For common conditions, visit a convenient clinic to see a provider in person or use video visits to see a provider from anywhere. Learn more at stlukeskc.org/same-day-care.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
Throughout every community in Kansas, you find hardworking people who make our state better each day. They bring their best to everything they do, determined to reach their full potential and make life better not only for themselves, but for every citizen in Kansas. They are the soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard. They proudly serve part-time in their local communities. Learn more about service with the Kansas Army National Guard at nationalguard.com/KS. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. The original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. When it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. 40% alcohol by volume. Imported by William Grant & Sons Incorporated. New York, New York.
Danon Hughes joins Cody and Gold Thursdays at 11 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
As now Jackson pump faking, and he's going to be hit and dropped. A sack. A sack by Kansas City's Jerry Tillery. His first sack as a Chief.
Jerry Tillery getting on the board. You're getting on the board because when the Chiefs get a sack, you score the next day with a buy one, get one free Big Mac at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Full participation from the entire Chiefs defense getting involved tonight, hassling Lamar Jackson, limiting that Ravens running game. A good day for the defense all around. We'll pop back over to the offensive side here in just a moment as we continue with our post-game report powered by Flight by Yuengling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. Just told you how good of a day Xavier Worthy had. 7 touches for 121 yards on the ground and air combined. After the game, Dana Hughes caught up with the Chiefs' young speedster.
All right, here with Xavier Worthy. Xavier, great to be back on the field, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How about this day? I mean, you bring a component to this offense in the run game, pass game. Obviously, to be able to stretch the field. Everything seems to open up for this offense when you're on the field. How does that feel?
Man, I just want to be the person to be out there to create the spark. And I got great teammates around me that's going to make plays with me.
And this is probably the most complete game when you consider all three phases of the game. Offense putting up over 360 yards, Pat, 4 touchdown passes. I mean, it's taken a while for this to happen with this offense. What's gone into it, even with you on the sideline, and what you're seeing to come to fruition?
I mean, we're only going to get better. Guys are just building more and more chemistry. I mean, this is only my second year, Pat. This is Hollywood's second year, Pat, and this is Tyson's year, Pat. I mean, and when we should get Rasheed back, it's only going to keep getting better.
And you got Juju Smith-Schuster, who's kind of, we talk about a door hinge. That's what Mitch Holtis calls him, a guy that's dependable, being in the right places. How big is that to have that kind of veteran presence in this wide receiver room?
I mean, it's always good just to have that savvy vet in the room. And Juju's that guy. He's a leader. I mean, he's just an all-around great teammate.
And all your guys contributing today. Several getting in the end zone, big plays in abundance. How does it feel to be a part of this wide receiver room?
Stay tuned. We got some touchdown dances for y'all boys.
All right. Congratulations.
Touchdown dances incoming from Xavier Worthy and the rest of this Chiefs offense. Victorious tonight, 37-20. Look, the next one's on the road. You want to be out there for a big Lions game in primetime in a couple of weeks. Good news, because Tickets for Less has the lowest prices on Chiefs tickets and parking passes for every home game. Save big with promo code ChiefsRadio on your next order. Every seat holds a story. Find yours at ticketsforless.com. Back now to the defensive side of the ball. You heard Andy Reid mention it. We've all been talking about it because, frankly, I'll admit, I didn't know Leo Chenille could do that. It was a remarkable interception. The body control, the one hand. We all knew he was an incredible, incredible athlete. But that play in particular, that was a highlight. After the game, Josh Klingler caught up with Leo.
Can you take us through that one-handed pick?
Chill out. You know, it's guys getting pressure up front, which is huge, especially with Lamar. He's able to escape a lot. So it's a great quarterback. Just trying to contain him is the ultimate challenge. And on the back end, we just got to do our best to plaster and coverage, so that's all it really was, is plastering and just getting my head around.
What are the keys to controlling their offense? What did you see this week that you thought you guys could maybe do?
I think guys were really sticking coverage. We hammered, like I just mentioned, plastering and coverage, getting good push up front, even when we weren't blitzing. He did get some of the leaky runs out there, but for the most part, and we got some good turnovers, fourth down stops and turnovers. I think that was the biggest thing.
You're not going to be the next defensive guy that wants offensive reps now that you can catch the ball, are you?
I'm just trying to do good at my job and trying to help out the defense.
Locker room, a lot of bounce today. Did you guys need a total performance like this to kind of breathe a little bit?
It's definitely motivating and energizing when everything's clicking. Offense, special teams, defense, all those. And like guys running off the field, yelling, every single, all three phases just yelling and getting each other going. It's like nobody's like dead. Like everybody's like just energized. So, it definitely does feel good, especially at home.
How did it feel to get out there and play with a big lead? Had a lot of close games, but now this one kind of got away from them and you guys were able to coast in.
It feels good, but at the same time, like we just treat it like, hey, reminding each other 0-0. Just do our jobs. That's how you get yourself in trouble, is, feeling too good about yourself. So I think a lot of our guys took a great approach at, just doing their job and executing. And a lot of us guys take pride in it. We want to finish out the game strong, not just win.
Great energy and a great performance today from Leo Chanel as heard here on the Chiefs Radio Network. I got news for you, Chiefs fans. You can relive the team's historic journey to Super Bowl 59 during the 2024 season as told through unprecedented access to players, coaches, and staff, as well as learning about the organization's humble beginnings under Chiefs founder Lamar Hunt. You can stream The Kingdom now on ESPN and Disney+. You know what? Let's hear from Leo one more time, just on the field. Here's our Missouri Beef play of the game.
Snap back to Jackson. She's showing a blitz. Jackson being harassed. Gets rid of the football right side, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Leo Chanel at the 15-yard line. Leo Chanel gets his first career interception with outstanding coverage on the far boundary.
The Big Beef Defensive Play of the Game presented by MoBeef.org. 1 3-ounce serving of beef contains 10 essential nutrients and half your body's daily value of protein. Beef, it's what's for dinner. We'll take a timeout, come back, and bring you a lot more highlights from the Chiefs' victory next on the Chiefs Radio Network.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
In real estate, there's a number for everything. Square footage, down payment, interest rates. But how do you measure the trust you have in your agent? For a RE/MAX agent, it's not about numbers on a contract. It's knowing that RE/MAX agents have been voted the most trusted in real estate. That means you'll get honest advice, expert guidance, and someone who's committed to your success. Because while numbers count, trust is what truly matters. RE/MAX voted most trusted real estate agency brand by American Shoppers based on the 2024 BrandSpark American Trust Study, each office independently owned and operated.
Tickets for Less is your trusted choice for tickets to every Chiefs game. With the best prices and no service fees at ticketsforless.com. There's nothing that beats the atmosphere at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. And Tickets for Less makes being there easy. Plus, upgrade your game day with the all-inclusive VIP tailgate, featuring food, drinks, and the ultimate pregame party in Kansas City. Secure your Chiefs tickets now at ticketsforless.com. And don't forget to save big with promo code ChiefsRadio.
In 1992, Dave Craig took over as quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs and led the team to the playoffs. In that same year, 98.9 The Rock signed on as Kansas City's rock station. Through all the ups and downs, Chiefs fans have always counted on 98.9 The Rock for bands like Nirvana, Metallica, and AC/DC. Church of Laszlo mornings rock all day, and proud Chiefs fans. 98.9 The Rock.
We rule as one in Chiefs Kingdom, reigning over the league thanks to the red and gold, standing shoulder to shoulder in Arrowhead and beyond. Chiefs Kingdom is strongest when we're together. So this game day, gather round for a round of Jim Beam highballs, because people are good for you, especially for us in Chiefs Kingdom. Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2023. James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky. Drink smart.
Patrick Mahomes joins CDOT Tuesdays at 3:10 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Now back to the post-game report.
NFL football. It's a fast game, fought hard 60 minutes, one play at a time. Relive it yard by yard now on Chiefs Replay. From the GEHA Sports Desk, here is Joshua Briscoe.
You know the Chiefs got the win. Here's how it happened. The Baltimore Ravens started with the ball and wasted no time slicing down the field and into the red zone. On 2nd and 9, Baltimore capped off an extremely strong first drive.
Now here comes Flowers sprinting in motion behind Jackson. Play action fake. They're going to run a middle screen. Hill at the 5, angling right. Touchdown, Ravens. Excellent play call. An 11-yard touchdown screen from Lamar Jackson to Justice Hill.
9 plays, 70 yards, and 7 points in about 5.5 minutes for Baltimore. How would the Chiefs answer? Xavier Worthy got the first touch for no gain, but was tackled by the face mask as he was swung to the ground, taking a hard hit in his return. Patrick Mahomes hit Travis Kelce to cross midfield, setting up 3rd and 2 at the 45, but Mahomes and Breshard Smith were just off on a should-be first down. Then they went for it on 4th and 2.
To the far side, 4 eligible receivers. Sprint out action that way. Pass caught that way. Xavier Worthy, who had shielded off the defender, Marlon Humphrey, It's that sprint right play for 3 yards. Only needed two. The Chiefs have a new set of downs at the Raven 42-yard line.
Smith moved the chains and picked up 15 with a sideline tightrope act, and a strong run from Isaiah Pacheco got the Chiefs into the red zone. Then Pacheco dropped a screen on the next play, setting up 3rd and 6 when the Ravens batted a pass at the line of scrimmage and forced a field goal attempt. Harrison Butker hit the 38-yarder to make it 7-3 Ravens. The Chiefs could not let the Ravens take another easy jog down the field, and the second drive got off to a much better start.
As now Jackson pump faking, and he's going to be hit and dropped, a sack. A sack by Kansas City's Jerry Tillery, his first sack as a Chief.
Jaden Hicks thumped Mark Andrews on 2nd down, setting up 3rd and 11, but Charles Domenihu hit the deck and George Karloftis dropped into coverage, allowing Lamar Jackson to run around the right side for the first down. Later, on 2nd and 11, Lamar stood with pressure around him and hit Zay Flowers for 16, which got another 15 for unnecessary roughness on the tackle from Brian Cook. The Ravens were at the KC 32, and it looked bleak for the defense for a moment.
Snap back to Jackson. She's showing a blitz. Jackson being harassed. Gets rid of the football right side, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Leo Chanel at the 15-yard line. Leo Chanel gets his first career interception with outstanding coverage on the far boundary.
Then, on the second play of the Chiefs' offensive drive, Xavier Worthy officially announced his return.
Shotgun snap at the belt of Mahomes. Unloads it near sideline. Worthy, a man over the shoulder, makes the catch at the Raven 45-yard line. How good is it to have Xavier Worthy back? It's a 37-yard over-the-shoulder catch.
Very. Worthy was either a little winded or Mahomes slightly overthrew him on another deep shot on the very next play, but it landed incomplete as the Chiefs sent the Ravens a little bit of a message. Then Travis Kelce picked up 7. Kareem Hunt got 2. Hunt moved the chains on 4th and 1. On 1st down, Mahomes hit Hollywood Brown for 18 to get the Chiefs into the red zone. On 3rd and 4 from the 10, Mahomes tossed a pass to Breshard Smith out of the backfield for the first. Then Mahomes lost a yard on a run on 1st down before throwing it out of the back of the end zone on 2nd and 3rd. Then Butker hit a chip shot 23-yard field goal to make it 7-6 Ravens. Baltimore took penalties on the kick return and the second play of their drive, but a nice screen to Derrick Henry picked up 10 before another delay of game. Nick Bolton got pressure on a blitz, leading Lamar to throw it away. Then, intentional grounding, another penalty. It was 3rd and 26. The Chiefs defense handled it, forcing a low punt and a nice return from Nico Remigio, letting the Chiefs offense start near midfield. Did I mention that it's nice to have Xavier Worthy back?
Going to bring it on an end around. Xavier Worthy needs a block. He gets 1. Now 2 at the 40. He's at the 30, turning on the speed and then out of bounds as the angle gets cut down by Roquan Smith, the 3-time Pro Bowler. An end around. Did I say it's great to have Xavier Worthy back? That's a 35-yard end around on 1st down to the Raven 21.
I didn't even remember Mitch saying that, but yeah, I mean, we could say that again, and we may say that again, because it's true. On 2nd and 6, Mahomes ran a play-action boot left, found Travis Kelce for 12 to get to the 6-yard line, and then on 2nd and goal, an absolute laser beam.
Of Mahomes, they load the left side. Mahomes goes left, throws the middle, touchdown, Kansas City! The pass caught by Juju Smith-Schuster, the door hinge! He gets to open the door in a 4-yard thread-the-needle throw by Mahomes. The Chiefs have their first touchdown of the game.
With the ball back in Lamar Jackson's hands, Chris Jones had a free rush and batted the ball down to force Baltimore into 3rd and 10. The Chiefs held Lamar to a 9-yard run, leading to 4th and 1 from the Baltimore 41.
Jackson's in the shotgun. Takes the snap on 4th down. He unloads the throw. It's going to be incomplete. The Ravens tried to throw the ball on 4th down and 1. They throw a fade that's incomplete. The Chiefs take over on downs at the 40.5-yard line of Baltimore.
What a day for the defense. With the ball back offensively, Worthy was open on the first play of the drive. Mahomes left it a little long, even though Worthy had a step on the defender. I'm mentioning these things because I think we're going to keep seeing that this season, as we should. Then with Marlon Humphreys on the field, Mahomes went back to his old favorite.
Here comes a blitz. Mahomes hot, now floats a pass, caught by Kelce, makes the catch between the 8 and the 7, tripped up by Roquan Smith. It's a gain of 16 yards. Brilliant read by Mahomes on the middle blitz.
I believe I misspoke just then. Marlon Humphreys was off the field, which is why it would make sense for Mahomes to go to Kelce. Then it was 3rd and 6 from the 21, just under the 2-minute mark, with quite a bit on the line. Mahomes time.
Chiefs lead by 6. Again, pressure by the Ravens. Backing up is Mahomes. Moving to the right. Holding it now. Dumps it late. Cut. Kareem Hunt. First down plus. Inside the 10. Mahomes waited to the last second. As 3 Ravens converged on him, he just dumps it off for a gain of 14 yards. And a Chiefs first down inside the 10-yard line.
You remember the field goals. The Chiefs had some stressful red zone possessions. But not the case this time.
After a long count, rolling left side. Dumps it. Pacheco at the 5. Angling near side. Touchdown! Kansas City! As the Chiefs on the short roll, touchdown pass. Mahomes to Isaiah Pacheco, and the Chiefs lead 19-7.
The PAT was good, so it made it 20-7, and the Ravens tried to make something happen before the half, and I guess something happened.
Quick snap by Jackson. Stays up in the pocket. Now he's going to scramble. Flag on the play. Ball comes out! He's hit from behind! Jackson's hit from behind! And the Chiefs say they've got the football. Drew Tranquil has the football. But do the Chiefs have it? No official signal given yet by Clay Martin's crew. The Chiefs would have the ball at the Raven 46. Kansas City's got that football!
And that penalty, of course, on Baltimore. The Chiefs got the ball back with a minute 18 and 3 timeouts left. Kareem Hunt moved the chains on 3rd and 1. But then Mahomes took a sack. Worthy picked up 5, setting up 3rd and 11. Mahomes was forced to throw the ball away. And then Harrison Butker came on and missed a 57-yard field goal. One play later, a Lamar 17-yard scramble. The Ravens were in potential field goal range themselves. Then 2 passes to Mark Andrews got him closer, setting up for a 6-point swing before the half. Kicker Tyler Loop nailed the 43-yard field goal and made things just a little bit tighter there as we entered halftime. Then, even with that 6-point swing to end the half, the Chiefs started the second half with the football. The Chiefs picked up their first down with 2 plays and a challenge from Andy Reid. On the next play, Pacheco had a nice run for 12, opening a 28-yard pass to Worthy on the next play. The offense was rolling, money.
Steve Staggart takes the snap between the 1 and the 5, down the rail to the end zone, touchdown, Kansas City, Tyquan Thornton, learning how to be a red zone receiver, a 3rd touchdown pass by Mahomes.
Trailing by 17, the Ravens got off to a good start. George Karloftis reeled in a sack on 3rd and 1 in the red zone, all leading the Ravens to take a short field goal instead of going for it on 4th and 4. 27-13 Chiefs. The next drive started at midfield because of a fantastic kick return from Nico Remigio, run all the way to the Chiefs' 49, and they kept the chains moving with Kelce, Gray, and Hunt, then a 12-yarder and an 11-yarder to Smith-Schuster. They moved back from the 10 due to an alignment penalty. They moved back again when Mahomes was called for an illegal forward pass, leaving them at 3rd and 19 from the 20. A short gain made it an even shorter field goal for Butker, who would make it 30-13. Next up, Cooper Rush entered the game with Lamar Jackson on the sideline. You can fast forward through some of this because Chris Jones brought the hammer on 3rd down, then 4th and 2.
Cooper Rush at quarterback takes the shotgun snap. Chiefs pressure, lofting a pass. Near side, it's incomplete. And the Chiefs hold on downs for the 2nd time in this game. And Baltimore hands the football to the Chiefs on a red and gold platter at the 24-yard line of the Ravens.
The Chiefs didn't do much with the field position on the first 3 plays, but Andy Reid kept the offense on the field for the kill shot on 4th down.
They're going to roll to the right side, and Emma Holmes throws for the end zone caught. Touchdown, Kansas City. Marquise Brown, Hollywood, goes all the way across the formation on 4th and 1 for a 15-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes has 4 TD passes into the land of the sweet nectar.
Everything after that was about 4th down conversions or non-conversions. The Ravens did on 4th and 3, didn't on 4th and 5, gave the Chiefs the ball back again with about 10 minutes or so remaining, and the Chiefs were, of course, just trying to get to the end of the game with their massive lead. They converted another 4th down conversion with Kareem Hunt, just another star for his report card. Mahomes even got the early exit during a timeout as a bunch of backups came in to finish off the game for the Chiefs on both sides of the ball. The stats got a little screwy with a 71-yard touchdown run from Justice Hill to make it 37-20, but the Chiefs got away after that, securing the 17-point lead to rise to 2-2.
Here, we've got our own state and state of mind, where worlds of all kinds converge under 2 T's and 1 lone star. Here is in the eye of the storm and up in the stars. Here, tradition fuels progress, and unity is born from proud individualism. Here, anything can happen, because this isn't just Texas Tech. It's what's next. And from here, it's possible.
Danon Hughes here. I've seen a lot of stat lines in my playing days, but these numbers, they caught my attention. Flight by Yuengling, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories, and all the crisp, refreshing flavor you want in a light beer. It's brewed by the oldest brewery in America, so you know it's got some serious history behind it. If you're into stats and taste, you're going to love this beer. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer and the official beer of Danon Hughes. D.G. Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Every big play starts with a first down, and every financial future starts with the right partner. Main Street Credit Union is not-for-profit and member-owned, which means we invest in you with guidance that's clear, tools that make sense, and people who actually listen. We're here to help you move the chains. Whatever your next move is, auto loan, savings goal, or paying off debt, let's make it one play at a time. Visit MainStreetCU.org to get started.
Are you ready to get in the game with the Kansas City Chiefs and Shelter Insurance? You can win a VIP game day experience, including tickets, parking, and a visit to the Chiefs radio booth to watch Mitch Holthus in action. Participating shelter agents can register you in the drawing. So visit shelterinsurance.com/get in the game to find out how you can sign up. Shelter Insurance, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Contact agents Herb Neese or Sally Rowan Barada in Overland Park or Charlotte Nice in Gardner for your chance to get in the game.
Chiefs Kingdom, are we ready to play? It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom scratch ticket, only from the Kansas Lottery. You could win up to $75,000 instantly, with even more ways to win exclusive, one-of-a-kind Kansas City Chiefs experiences through the PlayOn app. Play the Kansas Lottery Chiefs Kingdom scratch ticket today. CKSLottery.com for details.
The Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holthus airs Monday nights at 6 on 96.5 The Fan.
Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yuengling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. One more thing from the stadium we want to bring you in the postgame press conference layout of tonight. Chris Jones actually ended up going to the podium before Patrick Mahomes did, and I'm guessing that there will be some questions about this in the actual presser, and I'll obviously let Jones speak for himself there, but as you may have seen or heard, Jones arrived pretty close to kickoff shortly before the game. Didn't have the usual warm-up period or any of that because he was flying back from a funeral for a family member. His aunt passed away. I don't know any further details. I think we heard a little earlier, just a very, very important person in his life, obviously. And again, I assume we'll hear him talk about that a little bit more. But if you didn't hear any of that somehow, that was sort of the strange story from pregame, was just Chris Jones flying in, getting the police escort to the stadium, cutting it a little bit close, but being able to both be there for his family for the funeral and being there for his football team today in the game. So let's go ahead and hear from Chris Jones as he was up at the podium after the win.
Chris, how was today for you on everything that you had to do before you got here?
It was overcome with emotions, but it felt fun to be back on the field with my brothers, enjoy the win, the atmosphere, feeling the energy here.
Chris, is there anything you'd like to share about your
aunt? No.
Did you leave for Mississippi yesterday and came back this morning? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, left yesterday, came back after the funeral today.
Were you confident you'd be back in time?
Yeah, we had it planned out. We had a strategic plan to get me here in time enough for the game.
How hard is it emotionally just to come from that and show up to play? Did you have to look inside yourself a little extra somehow?
I mean, it's tough. Anytime you lose a loved one or someone you love and cherish and care about, it's emotional. Emotions are everywhere. It's tough. But, being around good energy, good people, it makes you feel good.
How did you feel running out? Did you feel the love in the crowd when you came out?
I always feel the love in Arrowhead. It's always a lot of energy, a lot of love and excitement.
Did you feel
Chris, how about the job you guys did today against this Ravens team that has scored a bunch of points this year? What was it like out there, especially in the trenches?
It was a step forward for us. Unfortunately, at the end of the game, we gave up a huge run. I think before that, they was under 2.3 a carry. After that, kind of surpassed that. So that's a knock. We got to learn how to close games, whether it's the ones, twos, or the guys that normally don't get those high volume of reps. We got to close games. But I think we took a step forward as a team, offense-wise, defense-wise, and special teams. So, you know, for me, it's a step towards progression.
A couple of times it looked like when Lamar was trying to maybe make a check, you kind of get up a little closer, listening, talking. What's that like when you're – is it kind of mind games or what's going on there?
Well, they make checks throughout the game and certain checks that you can hear on the TV copy. And if we're familiar with the checks, we can kind of know what they're running. Or we may have to hear the checks later on in the game and they'll present the same play. So it'll give you an edge.
How supportive was the locker from you this weekend?
It's a lot of love. Those are my brothers. I love being around them. I kind of spend 80% of my time with them. You know, we have a long season, usually in there on Mondays through Friday most of the time. So we spend a lot of time together. So it was very supportive through this whole process.
Chris, was this on your mind throughout the game?
Not really. You know, early on in the game, you kind of weigh heavy on your shoulders. But, you know, football is my escape. Escape from the reality of what's really going on, and fun being like a kid in the backyard playing football again.
Maybe that answers this question, but why was it important for you to play today? Is it because of that?
You know, same thing. You know, being able to feel the fun, feel the love, the energy in Arrowhead Stadium, my brothers, the fans. So, you know, I wanted to get away from the sentimental part of it and just have fun.
Last two, Pete.
How supportive was your family in this experience?
They were very supportive, and they were very understanding to the scheduling of things, to schedule the funeral to where I can still make the game and still be supportive on the family aspect of it. So I'm super appreciative for them for understanding.
Just how big was Leo's interception, and did you know he could catch one here?
Oh, that was sick. Leo, he's a special individual. We asked Leo to do a lot for us. Sometimes you may see him lined up as a shade. You watch the Philadelphia Eagles game, he was lined up as a zero over the center. So Leo's one of those guys who is very durable and special for the success of our defense. Today we asked him to go and cover one of the best tight ends in the league, and obviously they ended in the pig. So Leo, he's a special kid, man.
Thank you,
everybody. Thank you.
That's Chris Jones after an emotional day, an emotional game, and a big Chiefs victory. We'll take a timeout here, come back, and bring you an injury report. I'll tell you, it's a short one next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
How to keep clean at a tailgate with Club Car Wash. Tip number one, stand up and lean over your plate while eating to keep those gnarly nacho cheese stains at bay. And cool it on the dipping sauces. A single dunk is plenty. Double dunking is a dangerous game. The best way to keep clean at a tailgate, however, is to bring your vehicle to Club Car Wash on game day. Leave the messes to the masses in the parking lot and get game day ready with Club Car Wash.
Club Car Wash. Join the club.
For years, everyone thought Verizon had the best network, because they did. But now the best mobile network in the U.S. is T-Mobile. T-Mobile's network has the most advanced 5G, with more towers, and their signal reaches further than ever. So you can text and Insta-talk and say, you won't believe where I am.
T-Mobile has the best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025. See T-Mobile.com/network.
Around here, we've got each other's backs. When it comes to health insurance, we want that same kind of support. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City gets that. They're from around here, too. Backed by the national strength of the Cross and Shield, they help you make confident choices, no matter where you are. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. From here, for wherever you are. That's the benefit of Blue.
Chiefs Checking for Community America is for real fans. Because real fans know
tap to pay is the ultimate play. Zero fees mean you win with ease. And big savings at the team store means you can score more. And who doesn't love scoring more? Community America is investing in helping Chiefs fans step up their financial game. Get started today at communityamerica.com. Member owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you.
It's an amazing time in Kansas City and across the region. We're literally building the future of our great town and our great teams. At Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2, you have a chance to be part of this movement with exceptional career opportunities, world-class training, and unmatched benefits for motivated individuals seeking to build a stable, rewarding future. Whether you have experience or just starting out, our sheet metal workers are committed to developing the best-trained, most highly skilled workforce in our region. Learn more at sheetmetal2.org. Let's build KC together.
Welcome to your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Good news and short news on the Chiefs injury report, brought to you by St. Luke's. For game day minor mishaps, get same day care with St. Luke's convenient clinics or video visits so you won't miss a single play. Learn more at stlukeskc.org/same day care. On the Ravens side, Roquan Smith went out, Marlon Humphrey went out, Nate Wiggins went out, Lamar Jackson went out, Ronnie Stanley went out. From the Chiefs side of things, Andy Reid said, we came out pretty clean. Nothing additional to report from the head coach, which means the Chiefs injury report is pretty much the same as it was entering this week. You'll want to see Christian Fulton and Mike Dana continue to work their way back, but that was the case before today's game. Ultimately, not only did the Chiefs go in, handle business, get the win, pretty impressive performance against another pretty impressive team in the AFC who also really needed this win, they did it and left healthy. That right there, my friends, is a good day at the office. That's it for us here in the studio. After the break, we go back to the stadium for final thoughts from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Kansas City loves ribs. Smoky, savory, sweet, fall-off-the-bone ribs. For just $16, you can grab a full slab of baby back ribs at Hy-Vee every Saturday and Sunday. Feed the entire family and the entire block with delicious ready-to-eat baby back ribs. Just $16 a slab or two for $30. Add baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, and kick back and get game ready. Hy-Vee has your back with a full slab of ribs for just $16. This Saturday and Sunday at your Kansas City area Hy-Vee. Limited time offer while supplies last.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey, Kansas City. All rights to this broadcast are reserved, and any rebroadcast, recording, transmission, posting, dissemination, or other use of this broadcast without the expressed written consent of the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey is prohibited.
The Kansas City Chiefs, so many close games over the past 2+ years, not today. A showdown game of two very proud, good 1-2 teams. Won by Kansas City convincingly, 37-20 over the Baltimore Ravens. And the Ravens had to have a 71-yard touchdown run at the end of the game to get to that 20-point total. I said all week long the Chiefs needed to get to 30 points to win this game. Getting to 37 is only just making things better. I'm going to read our names. I'm going to save one for the last. I normally read him early, but he's going to get last today, and you'll hear why. And I want you to, if you're listening to us driving home or you'll honk your horn when I tell you about this guy. But anyway, Eric Townsend's our executive producer. Spectacular job. Filling in, of course, for the late Dan Israel. We miss him every day, but Eric's doing a great job. Steve Cook and Travis Schlinger, assistant field engineers, helped by Adam Smith. Studio director Derek Nestor. Bobby Gilliland, master control. Segment producers Nick Springer. Instant replay Alex Grimes. A.J. Engel helps me all week long. He's the production assistant. He's spectacular. Bill Ratner, Roberta Solomon, our studio announcers. Bernie Haney, the statistician, was crushing it today with a lot of stats in this game and pertinent stats. Our spotter, Austin Woodard, also did a terrific job today. Parabolic operators, Nick Cook and Cameron Cook. Ken Wolf, the studio engineer. Shotgun Jackson, the studio custodian. Derek O'Dell, the general sales manager for sports. Lynn Greenemeyer, sales department assistant. Dan Fatino, traffic director. Joanne Blackwell, affiliate relations. Steven Spector, brand manager. J.R. Ammons, operations manager. At the top of the list, senior vice president, market manager, Roxanne Marotti. Nobody does it better. The entire staff of Odyssey Kansas City brings it every week on the largest network in the National Football League. Now, before I sign off here, some good things happened in this game. It was a three-phase victory by the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming into the week and talking with the defensive staff and Steve Spagnuolo and some of the defensive players against the highest scoring NFL team. They had been putting up video game numbers their first 3 weeks. Try to get some stops, maybe a couple steals and a couple stops. The Chiefs in this game had four stops, three of those stops on fourth down, in essence turnovers, and two steals. Leo Chanel with a spectacular interception and also a fumble recovery by Drew Tranquil. That's that. Offensively, Mahomes, four touchdown passes in the red zone, four times getting touchdowns in six attempts. That is gigantic. And by the way, held the Ravens just 3 of 10 on third down, only 1 of 3 in the red zone. And then Xavier Worthy, is it good to have X back? Oh, yeah. Seven touches, 121 total yards, changed the entire game for the Chiefs. And in special teams, a 48-yard kickoff return by Nico Remigio. All told, final score, Kansas City, 2-2, beats the Ravens 37-20. Now, Nate Wetmore, we call him the field engineer, but that'd be like calling Patrick Mahomes a guy on the team. Nate Wetmore is a wildly talented person. He's an audio specialist, but he's also very good in production. He's a troubleshooter, and he worked for years and years with Dan Israel, both in this broadcast and in business. But Nate Wetmore tonight, his 600th game. So do me a favor for Nate Wetmore and just honk your horn if you're listening on the way home, and honk your horn for the Chiefs' victory. But a big shout-out, 600, Nate Wetmore, 600 games as part of this radio network. Now, do the numbers between 1-3 and 2-2 add up? Listen to this. 1-3, you have a 14, this is since 1990, you have a 14% chance to make the playoffs. 2-2, 37% chance of making the playoffs. 1-3, an 8% chance to win the division. 2-2, 18% chance to win the division. Only one team has started 1-3 since 1990 and won a Super Bowl, the 2001 New England Patriots. 2-2, six have done it out of 343 teams. So anyway, the numbers at 2-2 are way better than 1-3, especially when you put 37 on the Ravens and hold the NFL's top offense to, in essence, 13 points. Again, a big shout-out to Nate Wetmore on his 600th game on this network. Tomorrow night, we'll be at the Hy-Vee in Olathe at 119th and Ridgeview, and Trent McDuffie will be my guest. Final score, Kansas City 37, Baltimore 20. For Danon Hughes, Josh Klingler, and Joshua Briscoe, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. Thanks for listening on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Tonight's Flight by Yingling postgame show was presented by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Brought to you by GEHA, proud health plan partner of federal employees and the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Chiefs football. It's the only place in Kansas City where you'll hear from Andy Reid on Monday, Patrick Mahomes on Tuesday, and Players Only with Danon Hughes, Thursdays starting at 6, right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.